it's a rainy day here in LA. We definitely don't get enough of those. I figured I would take this opportunity where everything just feels a little more slow to film this podcast. Today, we're talking about my fitness journey. And I just want to start off with a trigger warning for anyone who's dealt with an eating disorder before, who has poor body image issues and feels like this type of conversation could lead you down a bad road. Please, that is my stomach growling. Oh my gosh. I would not be offended if you exited out of this podcast, because the last thing I want to do is bring up any kind of negative thoughts or feelings that you might have. I started my fitness journey my senior year of high school. I spent basically those 4 years miserable, unhappy with my body, unhappy with my eating habits. I was always comparing myself to other people. My family members would always try and encourage me to work out, but it wasn't something that I had any interest in doing. And working out and eating healthy just seemed like very not possible for me. It felt very far away. It felt like I could never commit. I could never follow through. But it was senior year, and it was a couple months before prom, or maybe it was a couple months before turnabout, which is where the girls ask the guys. But regardless, it was some sort of dance. And I just remember waking up one morning and feeling like, okay, that's it. I'm ready. I'm ready to start this. And no matter where I am today, I want to be somewhere else. I want to feel different about myself. And I didn't care anymore how long it would take. I didn't care anymore the effort that it would take. And I started off by basically going to the gym every day after school was done. And I went kind of from zero to 100. I went from eating a lot of fast food, drinking a lot of soda, and not moving, to basically overnight eating chicken, rice, and broccoli for nearly every meal, cutting out sugar, cutting out chocolate, cutting out all the sodas, going for things that were very low fat and labeled as healthy at the time. I, believe it or not, started seeing changes very quickly. I mean, within a month of me doing this very rigid routine and going to the gym after school every single day, running on the treadmill it started off with about 30 minutes and ended with, by the end of my this crazy routine that I had, I was doing about an hour and a half of cardio, just straight running on the treadmill. And even looking back on it, I'm like, wow, I don't know how I could have ever done that. I don't know how my body didn't break down on me. So, like I said, I started to see results very quickly, and people started to notice. My classmates started to notice, my family, and it began to feel very good. I was like, wow, I feel better. The people that I wanted to see me looking better did, and I would get compliments, and it was kind of just little fuel that was being thrown on a very big fire, and I didn't even realize it at the time. So the more compliments that I would get, the more validated I felt in my very rigid, honestly crazy and unhealthy routine that I was doing. I wanted more. Even as the pounds started to come down, even as I finally felt like I had gotten to a place where I felt good about myself, I still wanted to continue losing weight. I was addicted. I was addicted to the compliments. I was addicted to the attention that I was getting. And not only that, I was addicted to seeing my body change rapidly. And I was willing to do anything. I went from being addicted to food and to sugar and feeling like I could never reach the goal body that I had in mind, to then being addicted to becoming thinner. And I can't even describe that feeling, because at one point I was thinking I could never commit to this. It feels impossible, to then thinking, how could I ever want to eat sugar and fat and all the other things when this kind of validation feels so good? It felt better than the addiction that I had to sugar. And again, at the time, I did not realize what was happening. I didn't realize that I was being led down a road of an eating disorder. I felt like I was becoming healthy. And that's what people are saying. Wow, you've lost so much weight. You look so much healthier now. Oh, wow, you look great. How did you do it? I felt so proud of myself. I felt like the old version of me was gone and I was this new, confident, happy person. I had found myself in a sense. And so I continued with this routine, but obviously at some point your body plateaus. It gets used to what you're eating. It gets used to the amount of exercise that you're doing and it stops losing weight. I was weighing myself basically every day, sometimes twice a day during that period of my life. And I just remember when the scale stopped dropping, every time that I would step on it, I would feel so ashamed of myself. I felt like I was giving up on myself. I felt so scared that I was going to go back to the way that I was, which was really sad. Like, I think back on it now, and this is when my relationship with myself became very, very toxic. I don't want to say toxic, but I was really mean to myself. I was so hard on myself, even though I had really reached my goal that I started off with, which was to lose 20 to 30 pounds at the time. I did it. And it's crazy that I was probably the most unhappy with myself at that point. I was so disappointed that I couldn't continue, that I couldn't do more and more and more. So I thought, okay, what else could I do? What could I change about my routine that will once again set me on the path of weight loss? I started by completely cutting out eating out. And before that, I was still eating out every once in a while, but I would just try and go for a healthier option. Now I quit it cold turkey. Anytime that my family would go out to dinner or my friends would invite me somewhere, I would make up an excuse as to why I couldn't go. I also stopped eating dinner with my family. I wanted to make sure that I had full control over what was going into my body. I wanted to know how much oil I was using, how much salt and pepper was going into it, because I was starting to track my sodium. I thought maybe that was the problem. And my family was a little concerned. I remember my mom just wondering why I stopped eating dinner with them and why I didn't want to eat her food anymore, even though her food was, for the most part, very healthy. My family wanted to see me happy, and they saw how confident and how, on the outside, happy I was at the time from the weight loss that I had. So they didn't really fight me on it too much. But I remember there was a Thanksgiving dinner and we were going to my aunt's house at the time, and she cooked this big feast. And I remember being really frustrated because I didn't get the chance to work out that day, and I was working out every single day. I had to do my hour of cardio and then I would finish off with like an ab workout after that. It was non-negotiable. I had to do it. Otherwise, I would start to feel anxious and I wouldn't want to eat for the rest of the day. And that day, I did not get the chance to work out. We were running late and we ended up going straight to my aunt's house. So I was already feeling really on edge. And when I walked in, I remember seeing like tons of food on the table, food that I haven't had for almost like 8 months at that point. I didn't really see anything that was necessarily healthy in my mind, what I labeled as healthy. There was like a side of salad that I saw, and I put a little bit on my plate, and we were all sitting around the table and eating, and I could feel my mom looking over at me and just being really confused, like, why are you not eating? I really wasn't even participating in any of the conversations. It was as if I wasn't even there. So I remember my mom saying like, hey, you need to eat. You didn't eat anything today. I want to see you eat something besides her salad. And I felt so angry. I felt as if she was against me. She was against my goals. She didn't want me to succeed. But I didn't want to cause a scene. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll eat. So I started off by eating a little bit of the turkey. And then I had some of the stuffing and the gravy. I haven't had good food in a very long time. Holy crap. It's as if my taste buds had like woken up again. The next thing I remember, I was in the kitchen. I was standing over half an eaten pie or cake, or I don't fully remember what it was, but it was some sort of dessert. And I had eaten nearly half of it. You guys, what I'm telling you, it was as if I had blacked out. It really was. I mean, I don't remember from the point of me starting to eat all the food that was in front of me to then fast forwarding to the dessert. I don't remember what happened in between all of that. And when I snapped out of it, the first feeling that I felt was this overwhelming amount of guilt and shame. I started like freaking out. I didn't know what to do with myself, and I was still obviously in the company of my family, and there was little kids running around. I just remember this anxious feeling of like, oh my God, what did you do? Why did you do this? I was done eating. Obviously, my mom was happy. And I was like, hey, could I just drive home? I'm not feeling too good. And she was like, okay, that's fine. She gave me her keys and I ran to the car. I remember sitting in the car for a few minutes thinking like, okay, what can I do? How can I fix this? The only thing that I could think of was going to the gym and working out. I remember getting on the treadmill and just thinking like, you deserve to be here for the rest of the day. How could you do this? How could you ruin all your progress? Run, just run. And I ran on like the highest speed for about 30 minutes. And the thoughts that were going through my head were so mean. It's sad for me to like think back on it because I think this is when my relationship with myself like got really, really bad. I was so mean to myself. I wouldn't say the things that I said to myself to like my worst enemy. And I ran and I ran. And then about 30 minutes in, I had to jump off the treadmill and sprint to the bathroom. And I threw up everywhere, everything that I ate. I mean, literally, it was like a disgusting amount of food. And then I sat on the bathroom floor and I cried. I cried. I was so upset. I couldn't believe what had happened. And I just remember thinking, okay, you know what? It's fine. It's just one day. It's one fuck up. It's okay. I ran. I'll run again later. I'm just going to go home and sleep it off. Tomorrow's a fresh start. I start again tomorrow. We're going to forget that this ever happened. Tomorrow came, and once again, I stepped in the scale, and I was so much heavier, obviously, because I had so much salt and sodium, and I was holding on to water. But once again, those thoughts of shame and guilt, and, you know, they just overpowered me. So I didn't eat much that day. I remember thinking, like, you know, you had a lot of food the night before. You messed up, so now you deserve to starve. So that entire week, I was kind of just very, very restrictive, even more restrictive than I normally was. And a week went by, and I think it was like the weekend. My parents had gone somewhere. It might have been church. It might have been somewhere else. And I remember waking up and thinking like, okay, I've been really good for a whole week. Pancakes sound so good right now. I'll just make a little bit. I'll just make a little bit. A little bit's not gonna hurt me. I've been doing so good. I've been doing all my workouts. I've been eating so clean, extra clean. So I made some pancakes. I added chocolate chips. I went to my bed and I ate them. 20 minutes gone by. I was like, wow, those were so good. I want more. So I made another batch of pancakes. And I remember eating them really quickly, almost as if I didn't want like my parents to walk in and see me eating them. And another hour went by and I was like, wow, I'm still really hungry. Then I went through my fridge and there was leftovers and I had some of those. I had cheese and salami and pickles and chocolate and a whole lot of stuff. And again, it almost felt as if I had blacked out. It was that same exact feeling that I had on Thanksgiving. And I just remember like, after it was done, I was like, holy shit, how did this happen again? Once again, I went to the gym and I did what I thought I had to do, which is run it all off, and I felt sick. And so I told myself, it's okay, tomorrow we start again. And I didn't know it at the time, but this was the start of my binge eating disorder. this type of behavior stayed with me for a very long time. I restricted and then I binged. And because I binged, I restricted again, and I would be so hard on myself. There was even a few times, and I don't think I ever talked about this on my YouTube channel, where I made myself throw up. I purged, and I'm really glad that, and grateful, I'm really grateful that, you know, the purging, it didn't really last long, mainly because I had a hard time making myself throw up. I don't think I ever talked about that on my YouTube channel. I think I was still so embarrassed that this is something that I had to deal with, even though there are so many people that I know that are going to relate to this podcast. And I know because when I talked about it on my YouTube channel, that video got like 4 million views. I didn't expect that. I would remember sitting like on the floor of my old apartment and the lighting was really bad. I think it was actually a very rainy day in LA, so kind of picking up a theme here, but that video really resonated with a lot of people, and in a sense it's almost heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking how many people deal with an eating disorder. There's so much shame that comes along when you're dealing with an eating disorder. Mostly I think it's shame within yourself, but obviously a lot of it has to do with the way that society has labeled eating disorders, and unfortunately how hush hush it is. Like, now it's so much better. Now it's 2021 and a lot of people have been open and honest and raw about their experiences, but at the time I had no idea what I was going through. I didn't know who to turn to. I didn't know even that something was wrong. I just felt like I was weak. The most common question that I get on my YouTube channel and on my Instagram is, how do you get over binge eating? How do you fix your relationship with food? I am in no way qualified to give advice on this. And the best thing that you can do for yourself is get professional help. But at the same time, I also understand how difficult it is. Not only is it extremely expensive to get therapy, it's also really hard to open up to a stranger about this. I'm going to share with you guys sort of what helped me overcome my eating disorder, but once again, I highly encourage you to talk to someone who does have insight into this. And it's going to be a hard road. It's going to take time. It's going to take some trial and error. You're going to feel like you've kind of fallen off track. And I had many of those times. And I am going to talk about what has helped me personally, the steps that I took to help fix my relationship with food. I missed out on memories with my family and my friends, because I do think that food is a big part of that. You know, when you get together and you can just enjoy yourself, that's so important. Whereas I would get together with my family and I would be somewhere else. I would be thinking about my next workout. I would be thinking about how I can get out of this event so I wouldn't have to be around all this food. I think recovery begins with a personal decision, and it has to be a strong decision. You have to feel 100% about it, because you're gonna have to basically battle, because you're basically going into a battle with your own mind. You see, the way binge eating is, it's a cycle. You binge and then you restrict. And because you restrict, you binge again. Where you break it is after a binge. You break it by not restricting. And this is what I mean, that you're going to be going into a battle with your own thoughts, with your own mind, is because you're going to have thoughts in your head that are going to tell you, I have to restrict because I just ate so much, or I have to purge because I just ate so much and I have to get it out. And it doesn't mean that if you stop restricting after a binge, you're going to stop binging right away. No, you'll most likely still have days where you will binge, but you have to continue to just eat the way that you normally would eat. And what I mean by that is eating enough calories in a day that you need as an adult, eating full meals, and also treating yourself. When you're dealing with an eating disorder, you have fear foods. You have things that you haven't had in a long time that are off limits, and those are usually the foods that you binge on. So you start by eating a little bit of those when you want it, when you're craving it. Because if your body learns that it is no longer going to be restricted after a binge, it's not going to have the need to binge anymore. You're not going to be in this low calorie fight or flight mode where your body's like, okay, anytime I come in contact with food, I just have to gorge myself on it because I know that for the next week and a half, I'm going to be on like 600 calories a day. You'll start to view food a little bit differently. You'll learn that food doesn't hurt you, that you can treat yourself and you can also eat healthy at the same time, that it doesn't have to be one or the other. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen overnight. And there will most likely be times where you will feel like you have failed. I felt it many times. And I remember the urge to restrict myself after binging and fighting myself so hard on it and almost crying after it felt so wrong, because in my head I was like, you are a failure. You don't deserve this food. You deserve to be starving right now. But I fought against it. And it doesn't mean that I didn't binge again after that. I definitely had many of them. But after like a few months of really actively working towards building a better relationship with food and with myself and having a different outlook, it started to get better. I remember just thinking like, oh, now I can kind of be in social settings and not think so much about food. I went through body changes, of course, especially the first few weeks because my sodium intake was so high from the binges and because I obviously cut down on my exercise a lot. And that was hard, but I knew that that was just part of the process. I knew that I had to learn to trust my body again. Oh man, what an episode. It's so hard for me to like think back on it because it was such a long road ahead. And I wish I could sit here and tell you guys that like it's going to get better quickly, but it's not. And I want you all to know that, but I also want you all to know that it's possible. It is possible to have a healthy relationship with food, with exercise, with yourself. Right now, I feel like I am in the best place that I've ever been. Honestly, I haven't tracked my food in years. I don't over-exercise. I'm always really grateful for YouTube and Instagram because I think in a sense, I probably would have forgotten about it now because it's been a long time since I've dealt with all of this. But because it is something that I continuously talk about and I'm always reminded of the dark place that I was in and the way that I feel now, I'm so grateful. It's been a long time since I've sat down and kind of gone through the timeline. And I feel like I definitely missed a lot. Like there's a lot of things, other things that happened that I didn't talk about. It always feels so personal to talk about that time period of my life because at the time I wanted to keep it as private as I possibly could. It always feels a little weird, but kind of freeing at the same time, I guess. Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Once again, thank you for allowing me the space to be able to talk about this stuff. I appreciate you all so much. I woke up this morning to 2 reviews on Apple Podcasts, and I literally woke up Nick and I was just like, read these. It made my day. So to you guys who left a nice review on Apple Podcasts, thank you so much. Truly, it like made my entire day. Thanks for being here, guys. I will talk to you in the next one.